I've been kicking around an idea myself because, you know, as a professional broadcaster, the wheels are always turning in my head. I'm always thinking of ideas, and I think this is a perfect opportunity, Will. Perfect opportunity. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the first ever Johnny B Show Random Roast.
Yes!
Woo!
Yes! Tonight's guest of honor is Will Koontz. He will be roasted by our panel of roasters today on the dais. The Johnny B Show's very own producer and co-host, Anna Hummel.
Hi, it's me. Hello.
Anna Hummel, everybody.
Oh. Are you all actually going to bring in comedians?
Oh, very nice.
It's me.
Anna Hummel.
I did it.
Yes.
We did it.
Yes.
I did it.
Second roaster in the building, the executive producer of the Johnny B Show and the Dignitary Radio's Ian Beckles Show, Ryan Adams.
Hello. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to be here. I'm going to do my best.
Don't let the bee holes down, right? Oh, they love you, dude.
I know. What can I say?
They love you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We have a studio audience. This is really awesome.
We do. It's great. Where'd they come from?
We brought them in. God damn, there's a lot of them. And of course, I am your roast master, and I will also be roasting Will Koontz tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
They love you, bro.
First up to the podium, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, put your hands together for roaster number one on the Will Koontz roast on the Johnny B Show, Anna Hummel.
It's me. I did it.
All right. Go ahead, Anna. The floor is yours.
Will, is there a reason you look like a lesbian manager at Home Depot? Or do you just have a thing for horrible home_made projects and repelling straight women?
Feel free to roast on Twitter also. Continue.
Will, are you allergic to cats? Because you seem to have some trouble catching some pussy cats. Maybe you'll have more success if you lower your standards.
Ooh.
Or start looking for chicks on AmberAlert.com.
No.
Will, you're allowed to answer here. I mean, you don't have to, you know.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Will. Shut your fat face.
Oh, my God.
Will.
She said fat face.
Why do you look like the illegitimate love child of Wayne's World and Melissa McCarthy?
Can you play a Crickets card?
Oh. They're not all going to be good, hon. I'm sorry.
That's okay. 3 out of 4 ain't bad.
Okay, is that it?
That's it.
Oh, you're supposed to say something nice at the end of your thing, like, you know, like...
You all right.
Okay, all right. Do you watch a lot of roast?
I do.
Oh, well.
I've never watched a roast in my life, and I knew that.
Wow.
That's
Ladies
right.
and gentlemen, next up to the podium, Ryan Adams.
Thank you, yeah. If I may take a page out of
Oh, this is going to be good. Ryan Adams, he's also very funny.
I am. I'm effing hilarious.
Okay.
About to spit fire if I can steal one of Mosh Shelton's. Okay.
So, okay.
Have you guys heard that Will is writing a book? He's trying to come out with a book. He's put a lot of time into this one. It's called Forever an Open Micer, The Will Koontz Story. Yeah.
They turned.
It's a mixed crowd. Yeah, well, hey, Zach Townsend told me last night that his back is feeling so much better. He said it's because this week he didn't have to carry Will's benchmark content.
Oh, tell him.
Yep.
Tell him.
A little bit of a delayed reaction.
Well, the crowd had to understand who the hell Townsend was. Zach Townsend.
Maybe. That's true. He's on every Will Do Wednesday.
He's a stand-up comic. He's opening for me next week in Bradenton.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
So I really hope that Will was watching last night on Bone TV when I spilled Mountain Dew all over myself. It was hilarious. I know I was watching when he spilled an entire cup of horrible street audio all over the Johnny B Show.
Oh!
Tell him.
Oh!
Tell him.
Oh!
It's great. But I will say this, though.
Yeah, well.
Of all the promo events that I've worked, I don't work a lot of them lately because I've got a lot of stuff going on, as you know. But everyone I've ever worked with, Will Koontz, I don't know that anybody works harder on a promo gig than Will Koontz. So the guy busts his ass. And you know what? As much as we kick him in the nuts on this show, he keeps coming back. And I admire the hell out of that.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Ryan Adams.
Thank you very much.
Ryan Adams.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Very good.
I'm drinking Dr. Pepper tonight, by the way.
Oh, it's going to look great all over your boobs.
Thank you.
And that leaves me. Oh, Will Koontz. Young Will Koontz.
Please don't cry.
Young Will Koontz.
What you got?
Aspiring,
come on, John.
Aspiring young Will Koontz.
I could take it.
Listen,
what that's you what got, she said. Brother.
Can you, you less talented, we'll way shorter, single version of Ryan Hoppe? Listen.
Ouch!
Listen, Will. Oh, stop it, guys. Stop it. That wasn't even one of the jokes. Oh, man. Will Koontz. Oh, Will loves attending really cool events. Like, Will loves going to Lightning games.
It's true.
Will loves going to really cool bars.
Yep.
He really likes hanging out with local celebrities. Of course, every time he does these things, they force him to pack up his Footloose DVDs, all the tents and the tables, and carry all the crap back to the radio station.
Yeah. Ah! Hey-o.
He's a promo guy.
Yeah, he is. It's funny because it's true? One?
Yeah. Okay. Will Koontz is single. That's it. That's that joke.
That's
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, crowd. You're slow
tonight.
You're slow.
It's too easy, though.
Yes. Will Koontz, a lot of people don't know this, but he used to run local comedy open mics because it was his opportunity for him to follow his dreams and get some mic time at night, even though he clearly knew he was bad at it. And now he does the same exact thing every Wednesday night, right here on 102.5 The Bone.
Oh,
burns.
Yeah.
Those tears? I see tears.
Oh man.
God.
Thank you, crowd. Thank you. Thank you. You guys are great. No, seriously. Stop it. Calm it down. Oh, man. It's common knowledge from everybody that works here that Will only got his foot in the door and has his voice on this radio station because he started showing up to every event and just kissing a whole bunch of ass. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Well, that was from the cat named Mo roast I wrote. I'm sorry. No. Sorry. That was the wrong page. Wrong page.
Come on, man.
That was my bad.
Get your ass together.
Finally, Will, if I really describe the people to you, you to the people, I just
all go ahead. Get it out.
Will, the best way I can describe you have the face of a confused 9-year-old and the haircut of a 50-year-old pedophile that's really seeking out confused 9-year-olds.
Mm.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you for tuning into the...
Whoa.
What? You have more?
No.
What?
You totally didn't do
what
you got on Anna for not doing.
Yeah, bitch.
The not nice thing.
Come on, man. Nice. Hey, jerk-offs, I was doing that right now.
You were about to wrap up the roast.
I was wrapping it up, and then I was going to say something sweet to him.
That's what she said.
God, I hate you.
We got some Twitter roasts.
Oh, get them out there.
David G.
Oh, boy.
At all of us.
Yeah.
Hashtag Voltron rocks. Will hates nerd shirts, but wears a, quote, V-neck sold at Walmart's Victoria's Secret.
Oh.
He has a nice chest.
Is it Walmart or Victoria's Secret?
Another one from David G. at all of us. I mean, Will tries very hard. He tries hard in looking like Roseanne during a sex transition.
Oh, yeah.
Show me one of David G.'s pictures with his.
David G. gets one of these right here.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Any more?
No.
That's good.
That's David G.
Yeah, he's a good looking dude.
Oh, he looks like he beat me up, though.
Dude, kinda. I would rock that shirt, by the way.
Yeah, yep.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.